Disobey me again and things will get worse. As you can see, I am a man of my word. Sincerely, Nathan Leopold."
"Leopold?"
Kincaid queried. The sheriff shook her head. Quincy, too.
"I can look up the name on the internet," Kimberly said, but didn't touch the computer. She was staring at the second item, the Ziploc bag. It was rolling side to side, moving on its own volition. Kincaid looked up sharply at the reporter, still loitering in the room.
"Did you touch this?" He pointed to the rocking bag.
"No,"
Danichek said. "I'm not kidding. Did you open it at all, even try to take a peek?"
Danichek flushed. His chin was up. He looked injured at the assault, then ruined it by saying,
"Well, I thought about it, but the bag, it kind of twitched in my hand."
"Twitched?"
"Yeah, twitched. Honest to God. After that, I decided it was a matter best left to the professionals."
Kincaid arched a brow. For the first time, he noted Danichek's stance, closest to the door. Clearly, the Daily Sun's lead investigative reporter wasn't taking any chances. Kincaid sighed heavily and reached for the bag. Behind him came a distinct snap as Sheriff Atkins unfastened her holster. Kincaid paused.
"You know what's moving in there?" she asked.
"No, but I'd like to maintain use of both my thumbs."
"Fine, I'll avoid your thumbs. Now, pinkies on the other hand."
Kincaid picked up the rain-dotted Ziploc bag. He rolled it several times between his fingers. The substance inside was thick, coiled. He didn't like how it felt.
"If it so much as hisses," he murmured to Shelley, "I don't care about my thumbs. Blow off its damn head. Just hit it."
"Roger."
"I should have become an accountant."
Kincaid pulled open the bag and dumped its contents on the table. A thick, wet rope landed on the table with a small thud, gathered at one end, loose on the other. Kincaid waited almost frantically for something to happen. A hiss, a bite, a snap. Nothing. The dark coil simply laid there.
"It's hair,"
Sheriff Atkins declared, peering over his shoulder.
"Human hair."
Quincy was out of his chair, already coming closer. One look at the rich chestnut color, and Kincaid saw his own guess answered in the older man's face.
"Rainey's hair," Quincy said softly. "He cut it off. Look at the ends. He went after it with a knife."
Quincy prodded at the bound end of the wet length with his finger, just as something burst out from beneath. Kincaid jumped back. The sheriff squeaked. The small black bug raced across the table and promptly buried itself in a stack of papers.
"What the hell is that?"
Kincaid demanded to know. In the corner of the room, Kimberly moaned softly.
"Oh, Dougie."
Chapter 21. Tuesday, 7:32 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The sound of dripping water woke Rainey. Her head snapped back. She startled as if roused from a deep dream and promptly whacked herself against a wooden beam. She winced, and the pain from her catalog of injuries assaulted her all at once. She was someplace new. Same endless black void, of course, but different pungent smell. Wet dirt, fungus, decay. It was not the smell of happily ever after. Her hands were still bound in front of her, her ankles tied, the blindfold tight around her eyes. In the good news department, her mouth remained gag and duct tape free. She could swallow, move her tongue. Small luxuries non-kidnapped people never fully appreciated. For a moment, she was tempted to raise her head and scream, but she didn't think she had the strength. And then another thought came to her. Why hadn't he replaced the gag? Maybe because it didn't matter anymore if she screamed. Maybe she was that alone. The ground beneath her felt damp. She started shivering, then realized for the first time how cold she was. The wet had seeped into her clothes, penetrating her skin. She had curled up, an unconscious attempt at preserving heat. It wasn't enough. Her teeth were chattering, increasing the throbbing in her head. Her arms were trembling.